I'm here with Robert White with RFA. Robert, it sounds like you've got some really exciting news coming down the pipeline. I heard that you're now launching the Flex Fuel Challenge. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. It's a college program that we're doing all online for the most part, a viral contest that we utilize at a social networking platforms that college-age kids, adults 18 to 25, have kind of fell in love with to utilize the opportunity to educate them on the benefits of ethanol and really production agriculture as a whole. Part of it will be a contest that will include submissions as videos, songs, or even a picture contest. And once the submission time is over, their own peers will decide who wins. And the winner will actually be awarded a MacBook Air laptop, and each week will be given away the portable little passport hard drives that college students love to put their music and videos and even some of their gaming stuff on. So we think we're going to have a good turnout. One of the things we decided to do, however, was to make sure we had an offline element as well. And this coming Monday, on March 2nd, we are actually going to do a fuel promotion in Manhattan, Kansas, in conjunction with Kansas State University, that will allow students with their student ID to fuel up on E10 or E85 and also get a free lunch for free, all the whole nine yards. So from 11 to 1, they'll be able to fill their vehicles up and fill their stomachs up for free, thanks to ethanol.
So they can fill their, they can come in on empty, have their friends pushing their car into this promotion, and fill up their entire tank for free and have lunch.
That's right, and we'll actually have an opportunity for them if they want to record their video submission, I guess, or their song, quite frankly. They can come over to the tent, do it on the spot, and we'll actually give them a $10 fuel card just for recording it that day. We want to make sure that when people go to the website, e85challenge.com, that there's submissions for them to do. They can invite their friends. They can link to other items. There's a Facebook element. We're pretty excited about this, and the folks at Kansas State have really opened their arms up for this program and helped us promote it. But we're also, like I said, taking this nationally, and starting Monday morning, we'll be promoting this to the top 15 universities by enrollment and seeing where it takes us in the coming weeks.
So even though you're going to be promoting it to the top 15 universities, is this competition actually open for all college students in the country?
Absolutely, and that's why we're utilizing the benefit of the social networking that we find today on the internet. Whereas, you know, if someone at Kansas State, as an example, comes out, films their video, wants to share it with all their friends on Facebook, we all know that that would cover probably 20 states almost overnight, or at least several parts of a region. And then that person gets it and says, oh, what's this? Well, maybe I can win the laptop. They do a submission, send it on. The multiplying effect of this, regardless of where they go to school, should be tremendous, and that's why we did make it a viral campaign so that these students can learn about it nationwide.
So you talked about that the winners are going to be chosen by their peers. They can do video, they can do a song, you know, they can take photography. Will there be separate categories, or is it ultimately everything's going to be lumped together?
Well, it'll actually be lumped together. Part of the reason for that was the song obviously should be able to compete with the video. We think that the only typical picture submissions will be that of something that they've done, whether it's a exhibit that they've done or maybe an on-campus event that they've conducted themselves. It's just kind of hard to prove in any other fashion without pictures of what that really encapsulized. And so I think that's why we included even the picture side. But the beauty of this is that we want them to be clever. We want them to be funny. We want to have submissions that we can push elsewhere. We want to have these on YouTube. We want them to be the next, the talking dog that gets sent around on YouTube. Whatever the case may be, that's what we're trying to find, to find a not only a unique environment, but an environment that they're already working in, already spending countless hours, probably a day, involved with, so they can learn about ethanol.
So if I'm in high school, can I participate, or is it strictly limited to college students?
Well, at this point, we made it 18 and older. We are definitely looking at the fall semester already, and we think that there are opportunities with either groups like FFA, 4-H, that we could at least include juniors and seniors in high school. But like I said, the spring semester, we're utilizing the last essentially 3 months of it to do this test run, see what we learn, what we figure out that we should be doing differently, And then in the fall semester, we'll be better prepared. But we're pretty excited.
So when will the winner be announced?
Well, for the program launches on March 2nd. There'll be a full 5 weeks of submission time. And then the next 2 months will be utilized for voting. And like I said, the weekly random drawings will draw people back on each week. And they can vote once a day. So I think we're going to get a lot of traction. But we won't award the winner until the end of likely May.
And can you tell us again what that website is for people to go so they can participate?
Sure, it's www.e85challenge.com.
Well, great. This sounds really exciting, especially for the college students in Lawrenceville, Kansas, who are going to be getting free gas and lunch on Monday.
Yeah, they should be pretty happy.
And do you think maybe you'll do some of those in some of the other markets, or will you just be in Kansas?
We're definitely going to do some. We've got a lot of things behind the scenes taking place to make sure that this gets promoted. But we're definitely going to sit back about a week and see how it's blossomed, and then we'll kind of evaluate from there. But I do see other offline events.
Well, great. Well, Robert, make sure you keep the readers of Domestic Fuel up to date on what's going on so we can help you promote this great competition.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks.